Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, this is Mike and Francis Abair. We have a quick question for you. I spoke to Phil over the weekend. He was a supervisor, and he was supposed to have called me back. Is there any way that you can leave a message for him so he can give me a call back? Because I went.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, I can definitely take a message for Phil. What was it that you needed for him to give you a call with regards to?
Well, he has everything. We had a long conversation about it. We were supposed to have gotten a call back. I called him on Friday or Saturday. It was the day before the 1st. And we were supposed to have gotten a call on the 1st to tell us that they were going to be setting up the fiber optic by the 7th. We had already set up about a week or 2 weeks before, or 3 weeks before, we set up a whole thing with the fiber optic internet and 1,000 Mbps, the whole bit. And we gave our information for the, you know, for the bank account. And then when I called him, he said I would have had to call you tomorrow, that he was going to call me tomorrow to let me know that instead of the 1st and the 7th that they were going to set it up, now it's not going to be until February 15th for our area. So I said that, well, that's 2.5 months away. That's, you know, kind of ridiculous. But, you know, it is what it is.
What is your service address, please?
Say it again.
What is your service address?
It's 60 James Street, Hudson, New York, 12534.
Okay, perfect.
But
gotcha.
He said that he was like a manager or something, so I wanted to make sure,
yes,
I continue the conversation with him.
Absolutely.
Or is it that you're all the same? I don't know, but that's what he said.
Okay. I can definitely have him give you a call as soon as he is available. That way you can continue the conversation that you were having with him. Yes, he did work over the weekend.
And just, if he doesn't work during the week, are you going to be able to get in touch with him?
Oh, no, he'll be in today.
He'll be in today? Okay. He was supposed to call me back today. Just let him know that Mike called, you know, for Francis Abair, and that we wanted to find out, because he said that they had messed – there were two things that they had messed up. They didn't have that we were getting 1,000 Mbps, and that was already set up. They already took our, you know, our credit information and everything to set up for the bank account. So that wasn't the problem. But then he said there was a delay in the service now, and now it was not going to be December 1st or December 7th. It was not going to be until the 15th.
The 15th of February, correct.
I had known that. Say it again?
The 15th of February, correct.
15th of February. So that's 2.5 months away. And I explained to him we were going to get rid of our – we have through Mid-Hudson Cable. So
yes,
the reason we were getting you guys is because you guys were going to save us $30 a month. And now that's $90 that is out of my pocket, because it was supposed to have started December, you know, between the 1st and the 7th. Now it's not going to start until 2.5 months later on February 13th.
Yeah, we did run into a construction delay. That's why.
I thought they had run the fiber optic already, because I saw the guys all throughout the summer. They were running it. And there's only two people that do it in this area. There was just Arch and the other people, which are Mid-Hudson Cable.
Yes.
So it should have been done. I don't know if it's just not connected where you have to have point A to point B connected or not. But in any event, he was going to check and see what, you know, they could do in the whole bit. And he was also checking, because we didn't have the streaming card for $100, which he said he was going to make sure that was added onto the account. I said, so, you know, those are three things that we didn't, you know, get to. So he said he was going to check everything out, make sure everything was fine. If you could ask him to give me a call back on the 8212 number.
8212 number?
Correct. You have two numbers. You have one that ends in 8212, and you have one that ends in 0630.
Of course, yes. And I mean, you would still qualify as far as that goes for the streaming card. So I will definitely make sure he is reminded of that.
That wasn't the problem. But what he was going to do is to see if the higher-ups were going to do something for us, because now we're spending an extra $90 over the next 2.5 months when we were told that we would get rid of that. So he said he was going to – we were in Kingston the other day. We live in Hudson. We're about 35 miles north of Kingston. We're about 35 miles south of Auburn.
Yes, yes. I'm familiar, because I drive through Hudson a lot.
Oh, okay. So we were going to go – we were in Kingston, we were in New Paul's, and we were in Newburgh on Friday. And I could have stopped into the main offices and just asked about it, but I didn't know that, you know, this was going to be a problem, you know?
Understood. Absolutely. And I can completely understand that as well. You know, as far as that goes, I will definitely have Phil give you a call back. That will be an absolute guarantee because he will be in soon.
Yeah, he told me that he was going to try to call me back over the weekend, and he said the latest he would call would be on Monday.
Monday.
So I just wanted to remind him of that. And if I don't answer, I'll have my phone with me the whole day. If I don't answer, I'm retired. I'm 70. My wife has just retired 2 weeks ago. So he'll get me or he'll get my wife, but ask him to call the 8212 number. That
absolutely. I have that in the note as well.
Good, good. All right. So what's your first name?
CJ. C as in cat, J as in joy.
Okay. You take care. And if Phil can remember, if you can just remind him to give us a call, we'd greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely. I can definitely remind him as soon as he gets in, and I will definitely have him give you a call. And then, of course, I hope that you guys also have a fantastic holiday season as well. And I do apologize for the issues.
Yeah, it's not your fault. You're not doing the construction, you know? It is what it is. I understand that. But it just seemed like really strange that, you know, they guaranteed us that it was going to start between the 1st and the 7th, and then I didn't even get a call. I called, and they told me then it was going to be 2.5 months out. That's a lot.
Yeah, typically we reach out once the in-service date arrives.
Yeah, the in-service date was I called the day before that they were supposed to have called me and set up the time and everything that they were coming. And it just so happened I called. But if you can, just if Phil was able to do anything, either way, he said he was going to call. So just ask him to give me a call and give you the heads up of what's going to be going on.
Okay. Yeah, just give me one moment and let me just see if when he would be able to give you a call.
Okay.
Do you mind if I place you on a brief 2 to 3 minute hold?
Not at all.
Okay, I do appreciate it. Thanks. I'll be right back.